The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gives me great pleasure to welcome to studio Teresa Huey. She is a foster carer and the foster carer to how many kids?
Over 130 children.
Over 130 children. So it's National Fostering Month and people are encouraged to investigate the possibility of it, I guess, and we will share with them all the details in just a moment. But how did you get into it?
Well, I started over 28 years ago. My youngest daughter was 18 months and I had just finished my own business and I was looking for something different to do. And I was bringing her to the doctor for the inoculation and I saw a poster, Do You Care Enough? And I was wondering what it was about. Was it voluntary? Was it, you know, play group? Whatever it was. Made the call and a social worker popped through the door a couple of weeks later. And that was the start of our journey in fostering. So we were asked to take teenagers in off the street that wanted to come back into the home, you know. So it was difficult for them to make that approach to come back off the street. But it brought great harmony to the house, you know, and a great buzz about the place.
Really?
Yeah, it did.
Like from day one?
From day one, yeah. Now, you know, I mean, I have various different teenagers. I had one girl who just, you know, refused to go to school. And it was, Teresa, do you think you'd get her back into the system? She was with me. She came to me. You know, she checked me out. She came from a residential building in town. And she just walked in and she just settled in over a couple of days. And there's no lock on the door, you know. Teenagers want to leave. They know where the hall door is, you know, but she slowly stayed with us and she slowly got back into education and she loved ironing, which was great. so for a little bit of pocket money to do a bit of ironing and she stayed with us for a good while until she got back on her feet. And then she went on then to residential care.
And have you always stuck with teenagers then?
No. Over the years, as my own children got bigger and you get used to what you're doing, they'd ask you to take all walks of life. So I went from babies to toddlers to young children, to teenagers, you know, then older people that would have been in care. So it was a very busy household from time to time.
At any given time, how many foster kids might be in the house?
Well, they generally just place either a set of siblings with you or one child.
Okay.
You know, I would never break up siblings, you know, if I could. Now, different if there was an older child that had been looking after siblings, it was nice to give them a break and they then go to school and they're not looking after the younger siblings so much.
Mm.
So, the most I had in the house at one stage was seven, two of my own, three from one placement and two from a respite that I was doing.
Wow.
For somebody. Yeah.
But 130 plus through the doors over 28 years would suggest that a lot of them are kind of short term.
I was an emergency carer.
Okay.
So I would be the first port of call. When a child came to the notice of the guards or the social work system, I would be the first port of call. They would come to me. I would settle them in. I would clean them. You know, a lot of them come, you know, distraught.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't present very well. So, you know, there was the showers, there was the buying the clothes, you know, get them back looking like little human being again.
Mm.
And you'd talk them around to what was going to happen next. And then I would say, look, they'll thrive in a busy household or this child needs just one-on-one, you know.
Okay.
So that kind of thing.
So you were
place.
The one who maybe offered that feedback then to the service providers.
Yeah.
Is it, listen, this person is well suited to such an environment.
Yeah, she'd be fine in a busy household.
Okay.
This needs an awful lot of love, care and attention, you know.
And you know, I'm sure like any job, highs and lows, I'm sure there's kind of difficult times.
Very challenging times, you know, but there was never any ask too big, you know.
And really?
No, never.
There was never you got back onto them and said, can't do it. Not for me.
No. There was one little girl who was suffering really, really struggling. She was hearing voices in her head. So she needed psychiatric help.
Yeah.
So I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't have that, you know, I can take care of her. So she needed to go to, and she actually went to a house where there was a psychiatry in the home.
Okay.
So she got the huge help she needed, which was great.
Are there kids then that you've kept in contact with throughout
I have,
the years?
Yeah, I've fostered children of children I fostered. And
have you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have. And I try. My telephone number has never changed. You have to understand these children are coming at a very, very difficult time in their life. So they actually don't want to, they hate you. You know what I mean? Until they get to know that you're kind of okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of a nice house. I'm okay here. I can enjoy myself.
At first, you're just another person telling them what to do, which is something they don't want to do.
No, you know. So when they come through the door, you'd make a kind of a contract. You know, if you you wanted a child to shower three times a week, say you want them to shower five times a week, they'll opt then for maybe two or three times a week. You know,
yes.
So a bit of reverse psychology.
All right, okay. You know, a bit of negotiation
absolutely.
Happens,
works
yeah,
wonders,
when they walk in
you know,
the door.
Yeah. You know, give them, you know, just don't give them two choices, give them three. Have two boxes of cereal on the table. You know, they'll like one of them.
And would it often happen that, you know, a child would come through the doors and you'd have them for a period of time, get them up and running, they go into a house and they might kind of unannounced turn back up?
Absolutely.
Please
they
take
have.
Me back
and
in.
The door's always open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The door's always open. I've had children come back with the cars full, heading off to college just to show me, you know, they've done well.
Yeah.
You know, they've made it. They're on the road now and they're doing really well.
And is that what you derive most fulfillment of, moments like that? Or is it simply just a child like that coming in serious distress and within kind of the few days or few weeks that they're back on their feet?
Well, there's various different walks of life,
yeah.
You know, and that's why we need so many more foster parents of all walks of life to come forward so that we can match children that suit the type of household, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I still keep in contact with a girl that I fostered who her children have been fostered, you know, and she's really trying well to get herself back on the straight and narrow. But it doesn't always work that way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very hard for them. And it's not for me to judge. It's just for me to help.
No, it's not for you to judge. And at the same time, on a human level, it must be hard for you
it's heartbreaking.
To hear those
yeah,
stories, to know that they're
yeah.
still struggling all
yeah.
these years later.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking, but that's their choice.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be allowed to have that choice. You can't force anyone to do it. You can only live in hope that they get the chance, they get to change. They have the hope that they can move forward in life and they can make something of themselves. And then they're willing to grow, to allow them grow.
And has it changed you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it has. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
In
it's
what
been
ways?
A blessing. Well, it's taught me that, you know, to be life to be slower now. You know, I mean, my life was very busy with all the children, my own children, you know, all friends and everything else. But it's taught me that, you know, it's very important to slow down and enjoy what's around you.
So you said your eldest was about 18 months.
My eldest was 18 months when I started.
Yes.
Yeah. She's 31 now.
So, because you've outed her age there now.
Yeah, yeah. So, social care.
But I wonder, like, was it a case then that they were so used to it, it was always in the house that maybe they never questioned it? Or were there times where they came to you and said, you know, pay us more? Like, and
oh,
kids want attention.
Absolutely.
You know, the best kids in the world want
yeah,
attention.
They
and they kind of resent,
yeah.
like, even when a new child comes along
yeah.
biologically, there's
yeah.
a bit of, why are you paying attention to that yoke?
Well, they knew, you know, and they knew that they had everything they needed, that the child coming in didn't.
Yeah.
So they were very good at sharing their toys. Now, you know, they'd go and get sometimes their best toys, which I used to find fascinating. You know, it wasn't just the old toy that was sitting
okay.
in the corner. They were very good at sharing. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without the
yeah.
two of them. But there were times when they came to me and said, "Mom, we need a break." And I was lucky enough with just doing respite and emergency care that I was able to take the
okay.
break.
So you could say, "Listen, I'm not available for the next couple of months
or
2 weeks. A couple
yeah.
of weeks. Yeah.
I would never be lucky enough to get a couple of months. It was
okay.
a week, a
yeah.
couple of days.
Yeah.
yeah.
But at
yeah.
least you had that flexibility.
Yeah, you
which
did.
Comes
I did.
That. And you're right to kind of say that it comes in all different kind of shapes and sizes,
yeah.
fostering and different arrangements for different people.
Yeah.
Roddy Collins is actually with us. Roddy is well known to loads of you, of course, former football manager and foster carer as well. Roddy, your fostering was within the family. Is that right?
Yeah. I didn't get that girl's name. Sorry, love. I didn't get your name.
Teresa Hoy. Teresa Hoy. How are you?
You make me feel like an out and out imposter in this conversation.
Not at all. Not at all. Relative fostering is fantastic. It's fantastic
yeah.
when you can place them with a relative.
Yeah. No, fair play to you. Brilliant. You're just, no, ours was a different situation. It wasn't something that we decided, you know, let's go and do this. Just Caroline's brother wasn't well and his partner wasn't well and she became pregnant. And every Friday was our day to make dinner for them. And Carolyn discovered that she wasn't right and brought her down the rotunda the following week. And Rose, Mammy Rose, as we say, was pregnant. So we were in the best position financially and with what we had to step forward. So the minute that Carolyn heard Mammy Rose was pregnant, she just said, "Right, Rod, what do you think?" I said, "I don't care. It's all they want to me. Jesus, take the child in. We already had a 1 year old." I said, "So what's? There's no big deal." But I don't take credit really for, you know, I don't know. Carolyn was the mother that, like yourself, was, you know, given all the nourishing and the love. And of course, I love Lauren. She's my child. She's my baby. She's 23 now. But you know, I just I just find it a bit awkward being. People say to me, oh, fair play, you're great, but I don't think of it like that.
No, you don't.
It's family. It's a family member. And if it happened tomorrow, we'd do it again. There's no problem. And it just, it's, I think it's the way it was when we were growing up. I lived on a road in Carbery, and there was about 10 orphans on our road. Now, they were a bit older than me because there was an orphan in Johanna's Corner. Now, I don't know what the criteria was back then, but a lot of people just took kids out of the orphanage and reared them to adulthood. And there was one family, I won't name them, took two children, couldn't afford to feed two, sent one across the road to another family who I know. And that child ended up being a multimillionaire in business. So there's great stories. It's just brilliant. But we done it for family.
Yeah.
And I actually stumbled in. I didn't know. To me, it wasn't foster parenting. It was just taking Lauren and that's it. And we're going to look after her because her dad's not well. Unfortunately, they've passed away. But we just done it like that. But I'll give you a story. My daughter's a liaison teacher in a school. And there was a young lad there. And I'm sure you'd be familiar with these stories yourself with respite and that. And he was living, I can't say too much, I don't know. Yeah. You know, identify the lad, but he was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kid. He was about 13, 14, and we brought him to the boxing club, brought him down to the house. My daughter brought him here, brought him there. And then one day we got a phone call. He done something really drastic, and he ended up in hospital. And from there, he couldn't go back home. He was living with his nanny. He lived with his nanny, so he couldn't go back there. So I said to Sinead, look, we're registered, we're vetted. I said, don't leave him. He was down, they were sending him out to Longford somewhere, and he was in some social care place for the last two nights. And I said, look, Sinead, you go up there now, and me and Caroline will take him. Check has absolutely get the room ready. So Sinead went up to him, and he said, Sinead, I love your dad, but I couldn't live with him. I'm the only foster parent that no one wants to live.
I don't think that's true.
But that was it, you know. So now getting back to the start, I have to say, I absolutely admire you. I respect you. You're a brilliant lady for what you've done.
And yeah.
I don't appreciate it, but when Lauren speaks to me from the heart, she say, oh my God, Dad, I appreciate it. I say, shut up, you're my little girl. But they don't see it like that. They just, when the love, yeah, and the hug and all that, every child needs it, you know.
They do. Listen, and someone echoing that point, Roddy, trees are such a beacon of hope in the country. No words for the admiration I feel for this lady. And I'm sure plenty of admiration as well for Roddy and what Caroline as well did for Lauren there. This is happening, as we said, right at the outset, Teresa, in National Fostering Month. So if people listening to this and they think, you know, they want to respond like the way you did in that doctor's surgery one day.
We need all walks of life. We need, you know, we need people that are single. We need people that are working. There's no criteria now. So everyone can step forward. If you're, you know, the same sex couples, you know, if you're single and, you know, you really love a family environment around you, it's a fantastic thing to do. So we just need people to step forward and try it. I always say, if you don't try it, you'll never know, you know. So we really need to kind of focus and listen to people that are coming forward, and hopefully they can do fostering.ie, which will bring them into the website completely. I mean, we've 3,874 foster carers. We have over 5,000 children in care that we need home. You know that, you know, they're not all being in homes, and we'd love to have every child. Every child deserves a home. You know, every child deserves to be loved and cared for. And if you can do that helping hand, you know, there's relative fostering, you know, there's respite, there's emergency, you know, there's buddy systems, there's loads out there that people could be helping. And there's plenty of events happening around Ireland, you know, and we are among the world leaders in foster care. So, you know, like that, it's great when a relative can step forward, but a lot of people don't have relatives that can step forward.
Fostering.ie is the website, 1-800-226-771, the phone number. But like I say, fostering.ie. Teresa Hahi, thanks a million
for
joining
us.
A real pleasure. And Roddy, great to talk to you as well, and hope we talk again soon. Roddy Collins with us as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.